Aylee debated going to check on her niece, Lily, but Torquil had only been awake for a few days. She couldn't yet stand to leave her betrothed for very long. He was healing, but not as quickly as she'd like. Being stabbed made for a slow recovery, and she was trying to stay at his side as best as she could. She'd feel better once the Crown Princess and her cousin Zephyr moved to the Hidden Lands. For now, Aylee was trying to not let her worries consume her. The growing strife in the Hidden Lands would only increase when her people began mingling with humanity. So many things could go wrong. Some inevitably would, no matter how carefully Aylee planned. She'd been working toward this for most of her life, but no amount of preparation would ensure that everything went perfectly. She stared out from her tower and purposefully set aside her plans for a moment. If all one did was plot and scheme, madness would surely come calling. So every day, Aylee chose to take a quiet moment to breathe and take in beauty. The glass tower where she stood reflected just enough moonlight onto the waves that they seemed to shimmer and wink at her. The sounds of sea and air were a constant soothing symphony in her home, and the sheer beauty of the water from her vantage point was often all she needed to find a moment of peace. There was something in her affinities that made her less and less separate from sea and soil over time. Maybe it was simply being the child of both courts. Maybe it was the way she'd shattered as a child. When she'd been born, the touch of air against her skin had literally fractured, like a spiderweb crack through a pane of glass, like dry earth in a drought. Every bit of flesh and bone had tried to separate, but vine and soil enclosed her in their embrace, and the fire that lived deep in the core of the world had surged to her so that she was as a phoenix. Water rushed to quench fire as fast as it burned, and her infant body was reborn of the elements. Born of Fae, of Seelie and Unseelie both, and born again of nature. Aylee didn't remember, of course, but sea, soil, and fire were a part of her in ways that were more than Fae. She was unable to go very long without giving herself over to the elements. The king and queen knew. They alone held her secret. Neither spoke of it, and so Aylee knew that it was to be unspoken, even as it changed and grew within her. She would sacrifice anyone or anything, including the truth of her nature, for the courts. It was why she'd been born. For them. It was not a decision greeted well by many of the Fae. Her Seelie brothers were among those in protest. They and many of their kind saw only the maze of scars that covered her skin. They knew only that Aylee lived in a tower built for the daughter the queen had truly wanted and loved, the child that had died, and that Aylee was a replacement. They couldn't understand that the tower was a prison that her father was afraid to enter and in which her mother saw only ghosts.
"Princess?"
The voice that lifted to her tower from the rocks wasn't loud, but the glass walls had been enchanted to let her hear as if there were no barrier. She walked to the edge of the vast circular room where she'd been pacing and glanced to the sea. She'd hoped that making it possible for Lily Dark to become the new heir of the Hidden Throne would be enough to ease sentiment against her. But there were continued rumblings of discontent. Her Seelie brothers were embarrassed that they'd been bested by half-humans, and the younger Fae who'd been born after the courts had withdrawn from contact with the human world were nervous at the idea of being among humans once again. The Fae weren't a people known for accepting change gracefully, and it seemed that suddenly everything had begun to change. After Aylee checked to see that her injured fiancé was still resting, she descended the steps and went to do as she must.